Hello, my lovely. So glad you could join me once again for a lovely little quiz. Right, before we do the shout-outs this week, I need your help. Now, the quiz has been going for quite a long while now, and we've not changed up the categories in a bit. And to be honest with you, the internet is starting to run out of questions for some of the categories. So, I'm going to change them in the new year, but I would like you to let me know what you'd like them to change to. So, if you drop us a line on Twitter, at Pete Quiz, I might do one of them fancy poll things at some point. But to start with, kick us off, just get your suggestions in, what you think could be like a good new category. Now, science and nature and history are becoming a bit of a problem, I'll be honest with you. So, it's probably going to replace those two. So, let me know what you would like to change it to. Don't be ridiculous. It's obviously got to be something with a bit of legs in it. You know what I mean? And then we can change it up in the new year. And that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Because it'll keep the quiz all nice and fresh. But anyway, no shout-outs this week because I've banged on for quite long enough. Here come the questions. Are you ready? Question number one, music. How many awards did Olivia Rodrigo win at the 2022 Grammys? Was it A1, B3 or C17? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. Which famous world leader was assassinated on the 15th of March, 44 BC? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, science and nature. What term is given to a piece of rock or metal from space that reaches the surface of the Earth? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. It's an iconic line from which classic film? I hope you're ready because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge. Darren Goff represented England in which sport? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which 60s star and guitar pioneer had hits with Johnny B. Goode and Roll Over Beethoven? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. What was the name of the peace treaty signed on June 28th, 1919, that formally ended World War I? Start that clock. Stop that clock! Question number eight, science and nature. To which type of animal does the word lupine refer? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. In which iconic British film would you find the characters Renton, Sick Boy, Spud and Begbie? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. The Nesset is the seat of government in which country? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, here coming them answers, here I go. Question number one, music. How many awards did Olivia Rodrigo win at the 2022 Grammys? The answer was B, 3. Question number two, history. Which famous world leader was assassinated on the 15th of March, 44 BC? Well, it's the Ides of March, and it was Julius Caesar. Question number three, science and nature. What term is given to a piece of rock or metal from space that reaches the surface of the Earth? That is a meteorite. If you just put meteor, you're wrong because that just means it came like, you know, flying through space but didn't actually touch Earth. Question number four, entertainment. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. It's an iconic line from, of course, Gone with the Wind. And it was very controversial that they said the word damn at the time. How things change. Question number five, general knowledge. Darren Goff represented England in cricket. Question number six, music. Which 60s star and guitar pioneer had hits with Johnny B. Goode and Roll Over Beethoven? It was Chuck Berry. Question number seven, history. What was the name of the peace treaty signed on the 28th of June 1919 that formally ended World War I? It was the Treaty of Versailles. And some people think that that treaty pretty much led directly into World War II. Question number eight, science and nature. To which type of animal does the word lupine refer? It's a wolf. Question number nine, entertainment. In which iconic British film would you find the characters Renton, Sick Boy, Spud and Begbie? Of course, it is the great Trainspotting. And question number 10, general knowledge. The Knesset is the seat of government in Israel. Did you know you can now subscribe on Spotify or Apple? And if you do, you get an extra 20 questions in your pub quiz. How good is that? Lovely.
Ta-da!